Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
If you build it, they will come. Joel, seen that movie? He's in the movie, Joe.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
In our 670 The Score studios, Jordan Malley.
Shout out to Jordan Malley.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't. No.
No.
I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you're going to make it happen.
And Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls, 5 days a week.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your texts, your voicemails. You want to talk about going into this new year, back half of the season for the Bulls. You want to talk about where this team is at, what you think they might do at the trade deadline, or just the upcoming games here with a very difficult schedule. Matt and I will get into that in tomorrow's episode and probably on Friday as well as all of your texts and voicemails. So make sure you drop those. Again, 331-979-1369. I wanted to do something fun and happy new year to everybody listening. Matt is out. He did a solo episode yesterday on New Year's Eve, so I figured I would come and drop you guys a short episode here on New Year's night. So hopefully everybody had a great day off. And for those who worked, I feel you. I am headed to work in just a little bit. So yeah, thanks for checking out Locked On Bulls again. And for everybody who subscribed all year long, Matt and I had our best year to date podcasting as far as listeners, growth in the show, just exposure. And I think for the most part, Matt and I have had pretty good years. And we thank all of you guys out there for listening. So continue to send us, though, if you haven't checked in and you listen to us on Spotify, continue to send us your Spotify Wrapped. If we're in part of your top five or we're your most listened podcast, tweet at us, or you can email us the picture because we want to recognize you. Thank you for listening all year long. With that said, I'm not going to talk about the team today. I don't want to talk really about what's going on right now with this Bulls squad. Matt and I, like I said, we'll get into that tomorrow. I wanted to do something fun, and I know there's been a million publications doing this every single day. What it feels like the last 6 weeks, I've seen a new all-decade something. So I'm sure you're kind of worn out from all decades things. So if you're curious, and I was pretty curious too, I wrote this at the beginning of the month, just kind of thinking about it. But I have two different all decades teams specifically for the Bulls that I wanted to share with you today. So the first one that I'm going to get into is all decade team between the 2009 and 10 season and the 2019-2020 season. Any of the players in this time span that spent at least one season with the Bulls. So I wanted to put together the best 15 players throughout this decade, a team that if I was going to compete for an NBA Finals against an all-decade team out there, this would be the best 15 players to put on a roster. Again, like I said, they have to play one full season with the Bulls. So we'll start with that one. And then the second one up is I wanted to do a Bulls all-decade traded, released, waived, unrestricted free agent, or bought out by the team, all-decade team for the Bulls. So I have some pretty interesting choices there. Qualifications for that was traded, released, not re-signed, or waived from the Bulls. This includes draft picks that the Bulls traded away. Getting this player at peak performance after leaving the Bulls. So if you could collect this entire team over that 10 years and put the 15 best players there that the Bulls ended up trading, releasing, waiving, you get the point. Any of those players make the best 15 spots on that team. So that one is pretty interesting, but I want to start with this all decades Bulls team because, you know, with the last 3 years of this team and just kind of crumbling and then having to hit the launch button and rebuild this entire team, we haven't seen a whole lot of good Bulls basketball in a handful of years, predating even Jimmy Butler being here towards the end of his career. So it's been about, four solid years since people could actually sit down and enjoy Bulls basketball on a consistent basis. So think about a lot of the players that started with this team at the beginning of this decade in 2010. I started there, kind of shuffled through all the rosters, and I think I came up with my best 15. So let's start with the starters. The obvious choice at point guard is Derrick Rose. So predate the injuries, Derrick Rose at the peak of his power, MVP Derrick Rose, is a no-brainer. So that's who I have at point guard. At shooting guard, this one's pretty easy as well, Jimmy Butler. Pairing a MVP caliber Derrick Rose next to a top 15 player in the league at one point in Jimmy Butler, I mean, right there is cause to have a pretty damn good all-decades team. At small forward, this one's difficult. The Bulls haven't had a really good wing player, and this was towards the back end of Luol Deng's career with the Bulls. But that's who I chose at small forward. You're still getting a all-star caliber Luol Deng here, even going from 2010 till I think his last season with the Bulls was 2013 or 2014 when they traded him to the Heat. Regardless, I think he's been probably the best and most consistent wing player that we've had on this Bulls team. I don't know, and we'll get into it in a minute, but there's a couple other players that I guess you could consider technically wings. I didn't in this case, but again, putting Luol Deng at the three. I mean, you could put him at the four as well, but I decided to put him at the three. So that leaves the two big men. Pau Gasol absolutely has to be on this all-decades team. Free agent signing. Dude came in here and arguably had one of his best years of his entire career with this Bulls team and was an all-star. So I think the case to be made with Pau Gasol is he absolutely has to be in the starting five of this all-decades team. Right there, I've named three out of the four starting five that have been all-stars at one point with this Bulls team in the past decade and won MVP. It's a pretty damn good start. And then finally, Defensive Player of the Year, multi-time all-star with the Bulls and the heart of this Bulls team throughout this decade. That would be Joakim Noah. Pretty simple starting five, pretty easy guess at my starting five. But again, Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, Luol Deng, Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah. And real quick on Joakim Noah too, maybe we just don't talk about it as much anymore, but I feel like the season that he was Defensive Player of the Year and he was, I think, fifth in the MVP voting, we don't talk about that year enough about Joakim Noah. For all of those who play 2K out there, I know I just kind of reminisced about Joakim too because they have a 92 overall my team card. Playing with him reminds me of those good days, the beginning of this decade. So maybe when Joakim Noah decides to hang it up, we'll talk a little bit more about that one season. But he was so consistent, so good. Just built like an absolute wall. And unfortunately, Tom Thibodeau kind of broke him down at the end. But that was a whole lot of fun to watch. Even the short span, we got to watch MVP caliber Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah play at the same time. But right there, I named you four out of the five starting five were all-stars at one point. Maybe even Luol Deng, I'd have to go back and look. Maybe even Luol Deng 2011 was an all-star, or maybe it's predating this decade. I know Luol Deng's been an all-star before with this Bulls team. I can't remember if it happened this decade or not. But regardless, if it would be, then it would be all five starters, would be all-stars, and one MVP. So that's pretty damn good. This is where it gets interesting, though. So I wanted to fill out the bench, too, thinking about a secondary rotation with this all-decades team. Again, think about the qualifications if you've already forgotten. Has to play a full season with this Bulls team. So I'm not thinking about players that have played 15, 20 games and then went on to sign with a different team. Has to play at least one full season for this Bulls team. So my sixth man off the bench would be Zach LaVine. Whatever faults you think about that Zach LaVine has, or whatever you think about Zach LaVine being with this future Bulls team, just think about all the good he's done with this team so far. Having to carry the team last year, having to carry the most of the offense this year to start. So scoring at will, don't really need to care about defense. Absolutely will I have him as my sixth man off the bench on this all-decades team. Next up, I know he brings a lot of bad memories at the beginning of this decade because it was the summer that we all thought this Bulls team had a chance to become a modern dynasty again. It had been, what, 10 years since the Jordan days were over, since the 90s dynasty had ended. We draft Derrick Rose. We have Joakim Noah. We're finally building a core that we feel could go into this new decade being the most dominant in the NBA. We had a chance at LeBron's free agency in 2010. Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, also free agents. Unfortunately, you guys know how it goes. LeBron goes to the Heat. Dwayne Wade stays with the Heat. Chris Bosh goes to the Heat. And we are left to pick up the scraps in the secondary free agent market with all of this money. And this guy deserves to be on this all-decades team because whatever faults he had on the defensive side of the ball and all he would do is shoot at will, he did play pretty consistent, pretty good for this Bulls team. So that's Carlos Boozer. Big man off the bench. Pair him alongside Taj Gibson, who is 8 on my roster. Taj Gibson, just an absolute workhorse. I don't think there's anybody that would argue Taj Gibson off of the all-decades team. If you were doing top 10 players, he's still on there. And I saw some people's Bulls all-decades team that had Taj Gibson instead of Pau Gasol in their starting five, which I get if you're going to, like, all-encompassing what it meant to be a Bull, being with the Bulls for 3, 4, 5 seasons, I would get it. Then Taj Gibson does remain in that power forward spot over Pau Gasol, but I'm looking for the best team, creating the best team. So Taj Gibson, he is coming off the bench with Carlos Boozer. 9 and 10 are to help round out my backcourt would be Kirk Heinrich, Nate Robinson, and Mike Dunleavy. Those are the three guards. And Mike Dunleavy was the one that I was referring to with Luol Deng. If you're looking for most consistent wing player, I guess I think of Mike Dunleavy, I don't know why, but I think of him more of as a shooting guard than I did as a three. But he did interchange a lot of times with the Bulls, and I think towards the back end of his career, the Bulls played more the three. But regardless, Mike Dunleavy, super consistent with this Bulls team until he had an unfortunate injury that pretty much derailed the rest of his career. He tried to go back and make a comeback with the Cavs. Didn't really work out. Only played like a handful of games and then ended up retiring. But Mike Dunleavy Jr., Nate Robinson, obviously. Everybody loves Nate Robinson here. Complete spark off the bench. Would going on scoring drives of 15, 17 by himself. And then Kirk Heinrich. Probably his better days played in the decade previous to this one. I guess that could be argued, but maybe his better days were behind him at this point, but I still feel like he, out of the point guard carousel that this Bulls team has had over 10 years, he's probably the most consistent, so I have Kirk Heinrich on there. So to round out my first 11, Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, Luol Deng, Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah, and then off the bench, Zach LaVine, Carlos Boozer, Taj Gibson, Kirk Heinrich, Nate Robinson, Mike Dunleavy. The final four were guys that either have been pretty recent, only were here for 1 year, or really just filler spots. Rajon Rondo would be one, just thinking about the one season he had here. I feel like if the Bulls were to run it back and would have kept Jimmy Butler at that point, Rajon Rondo would have been a really good piece to have. I mean, we were up mainly in part because of Rondo's play in that Boston series. Then he breaks his finger, goes out, Bulls go on to lose. So we get that. But I felt for the most part when Jim Boylan wasn't having a problem with him, or when he was sat for one game for conduct detrimental to the team, or, you know, was on the young players' side, opposed Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade when they wanted to take sides. I felt like through all of that, the Bulls organization, I think, at the end of that year, too, if you go back and listen to the press conference, they were really impressed with Rajon Rondo, even through all of the turmoil that went on throughout that season. They were pretty impressed with him, so I would stick him on the All-Decades team as well, although he only played one season here. Bobby Portis, Robin Lopez, and Lauri Markkanen round out 13 through 15. Robin Lopez was here for 4 years. It didn't feel like 4 years that Robin Lopez was a part of this team, but I felt like he was just an anchor. You know, he was part of the trade chips that we got back from the Knicks when we decided to trade Derrick Rose there. We got him, Jerry, and Grant back, and a draft pick. And so they obviously didn't hit on Jerry and Grant, but Robin Lopez was a solid big for 4 years here in Chicago. So I can say it right now, just looking at this Bulls team this year, we miss him. Miss him a lot. Lauri Markkanen misses him a lot. But that's something I want to talk to Matt about tomorrow, is some of the players and the pieces that might be affecting some of these Bulls players currently. But Robin Lopez, definitely an anchor for 4 years, got to be on this team. Lauri Markkanen, just because of at his peak of what we've seen throughout the first 3 years of his career here has been mostly good. I mean, that February, and this is, it gets old. It sounds like we're referencing old draft picks and whatever, but that February that we saw was the Lauri Markkanen we thought we drafted. So it remains to be seen if that guy is still there and will ever become that player. But I felt like all decades team being a part of the back half of this decade where we made that transition from Jimmy Butler has to be on this squad. And then Bobby Portis too, you know, he played four seasons here as well, was a workhorse, had a great season before he was hurt, didn't sign the contract here, had a decent run after he came back from injury and then was traded to the Wizards. But if I'm building my best 15 players, like I'm saying, I think Bobby Portis probably ends up number 15 on this roster. So that's why I threw him in there as well. Did I miss anybody on all decades team played one season? If you're trying to build the best team possible, who did I miss? I know right off the bat, maybe people will say Dwayne Wade, but Dwayne Wade stunk when he was here, man. I don't know about you guys, but he stunk for the most part. And I don't know. Who would you take off this roster if you were going to put Dwayne Wade there? Can you think of anybody on this roster you would rather have? You'd rather have Dwayne Wade than anybody else on these 15 players that I listed. Again, Rose, Butler, Dang, Gasol, Noah, Levine, Boozer, Gibson, Heinrich, Robinson, Dunleavy, Portis, Rondo, Lopez, Markkanen. Who are you taking off the roster in order to fit 1 year of Dwayne Wade here with the Bulls, which was not all that impressive? All right, and then I didn't even think about this, but I'll throw this out there too. Pretty obvious who the all-decades coach would be. It'd be Tom Thibodeau running this roster. And you know, even though he's got 15 guys on this team, probably running Levine, Boozer, and Gibson off the bench, and that's about it, running with a starting eight, basically. So, yeah, Tom Thibodeau would be my head coach. So that concludes all-decades team. Like I said, if you guys want to throw your all-decades team out there for us too, the best 15 players, who did I miss? Who would you replace on this team? You can tweet at me, at Jordan C. Malley, at Locked On Bulls, or hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. All right, let's get on to the... This was the more interesting one that it was difficult for me to figure this one out, and I probably have missed players that I didn't even think of at the beginning of the decade, but I did my best to collect the Bulls all-decade traded, released, waived, unrestricted free agent, bought out team. Like I said before, qualifications was traded, released, not re-signed, or waived from the Bulls. This includes draft picks. So getting this player at peak performance after leaving the Bulls, so think about these players after they played on the Bulls. What were their careers, for the good or for the bad? What were their careers assembling the best 15 of those guys here on this roster? So let's get into it. Let's get to the starting five at point guard. I think this one should be pretty obvious, right? Spencer Dinwiddie at point guard. I mean, he's gone on to have a really, really great career with the Nets. Maybe not even starting caliber for the Nets right now, but still having a phenomenal career, and I guarantee the Bulls would wish they could have that back. Again, if you don't remember, it was part of the whole deal where we dealt Cameron Bearstout to the Pistons to take a look at Spencer Dinwiddie. We got him for the summer and preseason, then we decided to cut him in order to make room for a trade, which included bringing Michael Carter-Williams to this team. So, yeah, Bulls probably wish they could have that one back. So Spencer Dinwiddie is on this one. Thinking about shooting guards, I guess this player doesn't necessarily have to be in the starting five. There could be some argument for some other players, but again, the player I was just talking about in Dwayne Wade, I think if you're talking about traded, released, waived, unrestricted free agent, bought out, Dwayne Wade's probably on this group of 15 players, so I stuck him in my starting five. Carmelo Anthony is my small forward, even though he didn't play a single game for this Bulls team. Buying him out for cash and then letting him go ended up going to Portland this season, and now he's had a pretty decent season in some spurts. I mean, he was player of the week thanks to the Bulls just a few weeks ago, as you guys remember. So yeah, I have Carmelo Anthony at my small forward. Taj Gibson being my power forward after trading him to Minnesota, still having a great career after being with this Bulls team. So he makes both of my rosters. He makes my Bulls all-decade team, and he makes my Bulls all-decade traded release waived team. And then at the center position, one of the two draft picks that the Bulls decided to trade away in the first round to move up to draft Doug McDermott, Yusuf Nurkic, who is now a Portland Trailblazer, was a Denver Nugget at the time, got drafted by the Denver Nuggets, and was moved to Portland Trailblazers just a couple of years ago. But for obvious reasons, I know he just had an injury, but think about him at his peak. We would have definitely taken Yusuf Nurkic. That's another one I think the Bulls wish they could have back. And we'll talk about the other player in just a bit. So that rounds out my starting five of Bulls all-decade traded, released, waived, unrestricted free agent, bought-out team. Spencer Dinwiddie, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Taj Gibson, Yusuf Nurkic. With that starting five in this NBA today, thinking about at any point having those players at their peak after leaving the Bulls, how many games could that team win? If it was just that starting five, I would say probably more than this Bulls team is going to win this year. I'm putting that starting five probably at 38 to 40 wins in this East. The bench, player that the Bulls let go to New Orleans. Can you think about him? Purdue Boilermaker. And that would be Etuan Moore. I wasn't a huge fan of Etuan Moore, and I was okay with letting him leave, especially for the amount of money he was going to make at that time. I thought, let him go. Who cares? He's ended up being a really good player, a really, really good player for New Orleans, and actually showed a lot of people that he was worth the money that the Pelicans signed for him at the time. I think he was making like $10 million plus or $12 million plus a year over 4 years, but a really great player when he left the Bulls, great sixth man off the bench for this all-decades team. Another player who added to the all-decades team that is on both rosters is Pau Gasol. After he left, the Bulls decided not to trade him and got nothing after telling us that Pau was part of the core, left for nothing, and ended up going on to have a pretty decent three seasons after that, right? 16, 17, and 18. I guess he ended up retiring and moving into coaching role this year. So he had a pretty successful 3 years after that with the Spurs, and then a short stop in Milwaukee, and then a short stop with the Trailblazers. So he is on this roster as well. James Johnson at the beginning of the decade. Bulls drafted him and decided to either trade or not re-sign him, didn't think he was the player that they thought they were getting in the draft, and ended up being a really good player in Miami. So, there's that. James Johnson on the roster. Kyle Korver, a player that I think the Bulls thought was done at the point that they got rid of him, and ended up going to still playing today, still knocking down shots, as we just saw with Milwaukee, who he came in garbage time and was just knocking shots down left and right in that second half in that Bucks-Bulls game the other night. But yeah, Kyle Korver's probably another player the Bulls would wish they could have back, a reliable veteran three-point threat that the Bulls missed after getting rid of him. Nikola Mirotic is another one on this team. The Bulls traded him at the peak of his career, his short career here in the NBA. The Bulls had such high expectations for Mirotic, and just between the inconsistencies, and I think that we were sold a bill of goods that ended up being rotten. This was another one of those things that I don't think management did all that well. We were sold that Niko Mirotic was going to be some type of overseas all-star that was coming over to join this Bulls team at a time where the Bulls were like, what do? We still got Rose, but he's had three injuries, and we got Jimmy Butler, who is a rising all-star, and we got Pau Gasol, and Joakim Noah's half broken down, but what do? So they thought Mirotic could fix things. He was inconsistent for most of his career with this Bulls team, but then went on that absolute firestorm after getting punched in the face by his teammate Bobby Portis. So then we had that. We ended up with a first-round pick that is Chandler Hutchison now. So, but I think Mirotic would definitely make this team just because of the play that he had with the Pelicans after the fact. And now he went on to make big bucks overseas again and seems more comfortable playing overseas. So good luck to Nikola Mirotic, but he makes this all-decades team. All right, the final six spots. These second draft pick and that night where the Bulls moved up for McDermott, and that would be Gary Harris, Michigan State player. Not quite an all-star with the Nuggets, but just a very solid, reliable backcourt piece that the Bulls probably wish they had through all of this turmoil, everything that they've gone through and having to hit the reset button. That piece along with Nurkic, imagine having that with Butler at that time. We didn't have to make these decisions about whether we should trade Butler and we don't have pieces around him. Those were two guys that I guarantee you they wish they had back. DJ Augustine, at the beginning of this decade, we let him go. He's the backup point guard, very reliable backup point guard for the Bulls. Part of that cluster at the beginning of the decade that I really liked, between, you know, we had CJ Watson, we had John Lucas III, Nate Robinson, DJ Augustine. I mean, some hilarious point guards that ended up filling the roles and doing the job pretty well. So DJ Augustine makes my roster here. Tony Snell, another first round pick that the Bulls touted that was going to be really good at defensive specialist, ended up paving out a pretty good career as a specialist for that Bucks team. But wasn't exactly the player that the Bulls were looking for. At least the Bulls pitched us, right? So ended up having a good career in Milwaukee and still playing to today. But I think the career that he's had with Milwaukee after the fact of leaving the Bulls still makes this team over anybody else that I could really think of. Final two spots go to Doug McDermott and David Nwaba. David Nwaba is somebody that a lot of Bulls fans wanted to keep after the first year of the rebuild. Unfortunately for David Nwaba, he just had ACL surgery. It was ACL surgery. I was going to say maybe Achilles surgery, but no, I think it was ACL. So hoping he can recover from that. It is disappointing because I thought he had a really good year here with the Bulls. And a lot of Lakers fans, when the Lakers gave him up, wanted them to keep him. So David Nwaba makes this team as well as Doug McDermott. This one could be interchangeable. You tell me if you can think of anybody that the Bulls traded, released, didn't sign, or waived and let go, and this includes draft picks that even were traded on draft night, like I did with the Denver Nuggets picks, that you could swap out for Doug McDermott. But I think the career he's had with the Pacers, at least that one season he had before he signed the contract, it was good enough to make this team. For obvious reasons, see Tony Snell excuse, see James Johnson excuse, not the player that the Bulls thought they were getting, and not the player that we were touted, and certainly not worth moving up two first round picks. But and then I threw one in there for fun, a two-way player in Jordan Bell, for obvious joking reasons. Jordan Bell would be on the two-way contract for this all-decades team. And then to round it out, I think Fred Hoiberg, after being fired, would be my coach of this team, because it's definitely not going to be Jim Boylan. Sorry, Jim. But that rounds it out. Spencer Dinwiddie, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Taj Gibson, Yusuf Nurkic, Etuan Moore, Pau Gasol, James Johnson, Kyle Korver, Nikola Mirotic, Gary Harris, Doug McDermott, Tony Snell, DJ Augustine, David Nwaba, and Jordan Bell, head coached by Fred Hoiberg. So that's it. What did I miss? What would you add to that all-decades traded, release, waived, unrestricted free agent, bought-out team? I'm curious if I missed anybody, and I'm sure I did. So hit us up. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls_Peck, or at LockedOnBulls. That's going to about do it here. Thanks for hanging out with me on New Year's night. I hope you guys have a wonderful new year. Very excited to see where Locked On Bulls goes. And just a special thank you to my co-host in Matt Peck. He has been carrying the load for most of this season. I've been working like crazy, working weird hours. Matt's been working different hours than I have, but he has helped out throughout this entire season, so I appreciate him a ton. Hope he knows that as well. So we can get back on track, have us here more consistently. We appreciate you listening, even if we are doing solo episodes. Hopefully we're bringing you entertaining and interesting content still every single day. Again, hit us up on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls_Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. For Jordan Malley, I am saying I'm out of here, Bulls Nation. Have a happy new year, and we'll see you tomorrow. For Jordan Malley and for my co-host Matt Peck, we are out of here. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.